Hello, and welcome to Owl Talks, the Madawaska Elementary School podcast. My name is Mrs. Arnold, and I am here today with our very own MES students who are on a quest to share their own owl voice with the world. So, let's get started. On today's episode, we have podcasters in Mrs. Gina Gendreau's fifth grade class. Welcome! Throughout today's podcast, we'll be hearing from each student as they share their own unique perspective of Madawaska Elementary's school years. I am so excited to be meeting with all of you on our 10th episode of Owl Talks. We'll be meeting in small groups of students as you share your stories with our listeners. Some of the stories will make you want to laugh, and others will make you want to cry. So hang on and have fun. Being you are all in fifth grade right now, what is the most memorable experience you've had this year, and why?
The most memorable experience I've had was selling stickers with Sierra, I think Warren, and also Bentley. And I think Bentley's out, but it's a really fun time. I sold many stickers, and it's really fun. We have multiple packs. We have multiple things. And it's really nice.
Actually, I bought three stickers of medium size for $7.50.
Yep, I've heard about that.
Nice. What about you?
The most memorable thing in my opinion this year was the poster contest, because it was so much fun making them and designing them and making the prototypes. In my opinion, it was super fun. I can't wait to get mine at the end of the year.
Nice.
I can't wait to tell you guys, but I sang on the announcements, and that has to be my favorite thing that I've ever done. It was pretty nerve-wracking, and it was very important to me, and so that's my most memorable thing.
Did you have to practice for that, Christopher?
Yes, I actually did. The music teacher, Miss Becca, she helped me with this. The song I was singing, it was called the National Anthem. Obviously, you guys know about that.
Yes.
It took like 3 weeks practicing. I did very well, and it went very well.
It did. I agree.
To be honest with you, Chris, that was an amazing thing. I've never heard someone with that much confidence. If that was me right there, I'd be sweating so much and being like, because I have stage fright.
Maybe we can convince him to do it again.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe, what about you?
My favorite thing this year was probably when we went to go to the Mi'kmaq farm to see the trout hatchery and, like, their farms they had. It was really nice.
Share a silly school story. What grade were you in, and why is the story so memorable?
I was in third grade. It was a luncheon. I was sitting next to one of my friends, and when I ate a tomato, it squirted and it went all over him.
That is funny.
This was actually this year. So it was not that long, but I think it was last week. We were playing basketball outside at recess, and I passed it to one of my teammates, and he went and scored on the other net.
Not on your team? Mm-mm. What about you, Warren?
One time when I was playing basketball, or soccer, I can't remember now, but I'm pretty sure it was basketball. I wasn't paying attention, and he had passed it to me, and it hit my face.
Oh, were you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How was that funny? Was it funny at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One time, my friend Phoebe said that her favorite subject was scissors. So, it was pretty funny.
Interesting.
So it was actually today. So we were playing rock, paper, scissors in class, me and John Paul, and I backed up and I said I won, and then I slipped on the cloth that was covering the 3D print store, and I slipped, and everybody was like in shock, and it was really funny.
Okay. Were you hurt?
No.
Okay. No. It was just really funny at the time. All right. Share a personal experience you've had. Maybe you met a major goal or overcame an obstacle. What has this taught you about yourself and the future?
I finished a math standard, and it taught me to try harder.
Good job.
Thank you.
Phoebe, what about you?
I feel happy because winning the 5K.
You won a 5K?
Uh-huh.
Oh, when was that?
Last year.
Oh, God.
For Girls on the Run?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Phoebe.
Yay.
ELA, I always have struggled on ELA, and this year I have been doing better in ELA.
And that was a big goal of yours, yes, wasn't it? Yes. Good job, Nathaniel.
Good job.
Congratulations. Quinton, what about you?
We have to do this handwriting book, and it's like there's a letter that is due every week, and I used to always like forget some, and when we had only a couple, like three more letters left, I just finished the whole book, and I was the first one to finish the book.
Nice work. What advice would you give a younger elementary student today?
I would give them the advice to don't be silly and don't be distracting a lot. Don't talk. Just don't do anything that could get you in trouble. So
what should they do?
They should be respectful, should listen, and should not play around and all that.
I would give a younger student advice about if you will achieve your goals if you work hard.
Do not worry about your next year teacher. He may be nice.
I'll give advice like next year might be a steep hill climb, but either way, it'll be fun because eventually you'll get to, like, you'll get relaxed in it, and the teacher should be very kind.
I would give a younger kid advice to not let bullies get to you because they're just trying to make you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
And try to stay positive about it.
Nice. Thank you, guys.
I agree with that.
Being that you're going to the middle high school next year as sixth graders, what are questions or anxieties you might have?
I have anxieties because it's a new place and I will meet new people, so I'm very anxious. I also have lots of questions about the place. I'm very scared of new places, new things. So I'm not sure if I'll get everything correct.
Well, we're going to help you.
I get locked out my locker sometimes. So.
I have an anxiety of getting lost, like, around the building and then going to a different class with, like, different, like, I imagine myself, like, going into, like, a music class when I have to go to, like, French class. Mm-hmm. And then I walk in with eighth graders.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm scared of to see who my new teacher is, and to in case I get lost or the big kids or, like...
Lots of questions, huh?
Yeah, or, like, the lockers. That's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous about the high school because I'm gonna meet new teachers and I've never been to high school before.
Yeah. And the whole new schedule and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've been here a long time. Some of you for 7 years. If you could change one thing about Madawaska Elementary School, what would it be?
I would change some of the food options. Because some of them just aren't that great.
Okay.
And me would be probably so, like, we can eat outside on nice days and, like, her more options for food and change some.
Okay.
I would like to change the 15-minute recess to 30-minute recess. Mm.
Well, I think we could probably change some of those. Maybe not all of them, but some. If there was one thing you could keep about MES and hope it remains for all future elementary students, what would it be?
All the good teachers.
Keep Penny Carnival.
The good lunch. The good food at lunch.
To keep all the field trips so everyone has a good time.
All the good times here in Madawaska.
To keep all the fun activities in gym.
I would keep Penny Carnival.
I would keep free time in gym.
I would like to keep Penny Carnival.
Last question. What is your lasting legacy?
My mustard drinking.
Helping friends when they get hurt and people saying that I'm like a nurse.
For me, it's my little owl press report.
Me singing on the announcements at school.
Thank you, Sierra, Amelia, Quinton, and Christopher. And what is your lasting legacy?
My lasting legacy is winning the first place math award and picking up the gym whenever anybody else didn't put their stuff away.
The bulletin board contest in Miss Amy's class, we won.
My hard working.
Be kind.
Thank you, Jean-Paul, Dakota, Chase, and Phoebe. We have an additional comment from TJ. So if there was one thing you could change about Madawaska Elementary School, what would it be?
I would change the kids would be able to choose what they would do in phys ed one day a week.
I wonder what Mr. Sean would think about that. Thank you, Mrs. Gina Gendro's fifth grade class, for joining me on the 10th episode of Owl Talks. We'll see you next time.